This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A story of love and loss, grief and healing is told through music in a newly written symphony. The piece was started by a world-renowned composer and finished by his son. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has the story.
The composer is David Maslanka. He made a name for himself with works such as A Child's Garden of Dreams. Audiences are less likely to be familiar with Maslanka's Symphony No. 10. That's because it's a new composition. Its world premiere was given in April of last year. Its Illinois premiere is being performed by the Western Illinois University Wind Ensemble.
I think it needs to be a little stronger than that.
That's Western's director of bands, Mike Fansler, during a recent rehearsal. He says Western and several other schools commissioned Maslanka a few years ago to write the new symphony. Fansler says it took a while to complete the work. For one thing,
he was a very introspective and contemplative composer, and he would take time to write, and he would go into deep meditation to seek musical ideas or thoughts or direction for his works.
Fansler says Maslanka completed sketches for several movements. Then his wife Allison became terminally ill. That altered Maslanka's approach to the composition. The first movement became a love song for his dying wife.
It's just a beautiful melody, and that's the way he went with that, even though the weight and magnitude of this death was happening in his life.
Is he perhaps celebrating the life rather than mourning the loss?
Exactly. And you know, I told the band that, and you know, some of the kids had tears in their eyes just thinking about it.
Shortly thereafter, Maslanka received more gut-wrenching news. He was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. Knowing his time might be limited, he turned to his son Matthew to help him finish the symphony. Matthew plays the euphonium and is also a composer. Matthew says his mother died in early July of 2017. His father's health took a quick turn for the worse, and he passed away about a month later. Though filled with grief, Matthew knew he had to keep working to complete his father's final symphony.
This piece needed to happen now. And if I waited now, I would wait forever. If I put it aside, it was going to be a weight around my soul for the rest of my life.
So Matthew canceled everything else in his life and poured his heart and soul into finishing the symphony. He orchestrated sections that were in final form. He expanded parts that were fragmentary.
It's not how he would have finished this music, but it's a combination of his spirit and mine.
Matthew says the project stretched him to his limit, both technically and emotionally. Matthew Maslanka says you're not done with grief until it's done with you. And he says the symphony's third movement reflects that as the music becomes more and more distressed.
With the euphonium shrieking out into the darkness at the end of the movement as the world kind of uncaringly rolls along behind it.
The Maslanka Symphony No. 10 is subtitled The River of Time, a title the elder Maslanka came up with. There's a cliche, time heals all wounds, and Matthew Maslanka says the fourth and final movement of The River of Time is a balm on the open wound expressed in the third movement. The fourth movement includes chorales written by his father. They bring the symphony to a peaceful conclusion.
And in my mind, this is him at work, getting ready to write the next thing.